Chapter 10, People and History. Unit 19, Magellan's Circumnavigation. Ferdinand Magellan, an esteemed maritime explorer, was born in Portugal in 1480. Magellan is celebrated for being the first person to circumnavigate the world, a misrepresentation due to his untimely death just before the completion of his journey. Magellan was unable to convince at first Manuel I, the King of Portugal, that a western route to the Spice Islands of present-day Molucca Islands, Indonesia, would provide a treasure of spices. Later on, however, he was able to persuade King Charles I of Spain to finance his ventures. With his financial backing, Magellan would take part in a number of sailing expeditions to seize and conquer the East Indies during the 1500s. Magellan commenced his journey on the 20th of September, 1519, setting sail from Spain with a crew of 237 men and 5 ships. Magellan's plan was to head westward to eventually arrive in the east. This course had also been charted by fellow explorer Christopher Columbus, but never attempted. After 3 months, Magellan landed at Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to restock his ships with supplies. In October of 1520, a lookout spotted a narrow course of water that led through the southern tip of South America and into the Pacific Ocean. This body of water would later be named the Strait of Magellan in honor of the famous explorer. Magellan and his crew arrived in the Philippines in March of 1521. They soon built a close relationship with the king of Cebu Island, Raju Humabon. He convinced Magellan to attack warriors of Lapu-Lapu, a rival chieftain on Mactan Island. Magellan and 60 armored members of his crew joined in the conflict that later became known as the Battle of Mactan. In a demonstration of bravado, Magellan wanted to show the native warriors how Europeans fought and took his 60 men to fight more than 1,000 natives. Hopelessly outmanned, Magellan was struck down in combat and died. Tragically for Magellan and his crew, they would never complete their global journey. On September 6, 1522, 18 crew members aboard the Victoria returned to Spain under the guidance of Spanish navigator Juan Sebastian Elcano. Although Magellan did not actually circumnavigate the globe, he had discovered the course he sought to the east and had crossed into the unknown waters of the Pacific Ocean, an ocean which he named.